At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Boom! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show. Segment 3 today of the Adam Carriker Show is sponsored by our good friends at Mulberry Barbecue at 11th and Cornhusker, open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Try their Burton sandwich, a brisket burrito, barbecue nachos, a full slab of delicious ribs, a half-smoked chicken, and much, much more, plus incredible sides. Get fueled for lunch today or make dinner plans at Mulberry Barbecue by Single Barrel, located at 11th and Cornhusker. All right, anything off the old textual line I should be aware of there, Jake?
Yeah, there's a couple of thoughts about not everybody agrees that Travis Hunter should have won the Heisman. Trent chimes in. At what competition did Travis Hunter play?
Also, what competition?
Yeah, what type of competition? If you're below Boise State's competition.
I got you. So technically, this is how I view it. To answer that question real quick, I know it's more rhetorical, but there's really a Power 2, the Big 10 SEC. There's the next two, which is the Big 12 and ACC, and then there's everybody else, which is the G5. So to me, he played in that next two, which is slightly above the G5. But you look at the Oregon game. Like, again, I am not like, Genty shouldn't have won. I am just like edging towards Hunter. Okay, just a smidgen. All right, and honestly, it hurts that he's a Colorado guy, but I try to be unbiased. He's just a good dude. Everything you hear about him, he's a good, good dude. Now, when it comes to Genty, the thing that helps him that I have not pointed out yet, I don't believe, was the Oregon game. Nearly 200 yards of total offense, 182 rush yards, and he had big runs on Oregon. So that is something, when you talk about the level of competition he played, that helps Genty. So again, I'm trying to be fair. I just, when you compare it to Gordon, and maybe Gordon should have won, but Gordon did it week in and week out versus a little better competition in the Big Ten, slightly edged out Genty. But again, if Gordon would have won, I'd have been all right with that. I think Marcus Mariota winning was fine. I think Genty winning would have been fine. I think Hunter, like there are highway robberies in the history of the Heisman Trophy. And Dominican Sue is a highway robbery. You know, he didn't even finish in the top three. He was fourth. Like what the blue hell is that? All right. The year Johnny Rogers won it, Rich Glover finished third. Glover, who was a phenomenal all-time great, finished a little bit higher than Sue did. And those are two of the best defensive linemen ever. All right, I go to Frazier, you know, and Eddie George, I think he had that, what was it, 325 yards or whatever against Illinois, which broke the Ohio State single-game rushing record, which is the game that put him over the top for the Heisman Trophy. Hard to argue with Eddie. I've met Eddie. He's a great dude. He's a beast. I don't know how you don't give it to Tommy, though. And I've even asked Osborne, and I was surprised at his blunt answer. I go, was Tommy kind of robbed that year? He goes, oh yeah, he was. Like, that was his answer. I was like, oh, all right. Not a whole lot of doubt there. Love that from Coach Osborne. But anyway, sorry. Go ahead, Jake. Anything else?
Yeah, one more kind of interesting thought here from 4578. Says, Adam, we need contracts. We need the receiving university of a player on the hook to buy out that contract so the university is compensated for the time it spent recruiting and develop a player, i.e. James Williams. Nebraska should be compensated by FSU for finding him and developing him at the next level. We can then use that money to find a replacement. What do you think about that sort of idea?
Hallelujah, amen, and keep on preaching. That's all I got to say. I couldn't agree more. Like, there needs to be a salary cap. There needs to be contracts. There needs to be things. And they're going to happen because the people in charge of college football are too busy making money, and this is costing them money. And then they're going to start to lose their coaches, which is a main part of their workforce, which is a main part of your business that you're trying to make money in. So it's coming. I don't know how long it's going to take, and the biggest hurdle is you got to get people in big-time suits who are used to being the biggest, smartest, baddest dude in the room to all come together in a room and agree on something. That's the thing that's going to take the longest, but it is coming, and I couldn't agree anymore. So this is interesting. Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl. Who would have thought this Snoop Dogg would have a bowl game, by the way? Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl is one of a kind in multiple ways. All right, it's the first bowl game to have an alcohol sponsorship. Also, the first bowl game as an NIL, players will get paid to participate. And I threw this out there a week or two ago. So there should be a salary cap. There should be contracts, et cetera, et cetera. As far as bowl games, You've either got to completely get rid of them and just expand the playoff, which I'm not a fan of, like beyond 16 or to at least 16, like the FCS. Or if you want to keep the bowl games, which there's been like five bowl games played already. I'm the ultimate bowl game guy. I have done bowl mania every single year since my rookie year in St. Louis, 2007. I watch Army-Navy. The game ends. There's a bowl game like right after or right after the Heisman or whatever it was. I looked at my wife. I'm like, holy crap. We aren't doing bowl mania this year. She goes, you want to do it? I was like, nope. Me, of all people, for the first time in my life. I used to do it as a kid with my dad. I'm not doing bowl mania. That's how much, if that doesn't tell you how devalued bowl games are, I don't know what will. Whether you like this show, whether you think I know what I'm talking about, the one thing you can't deny is my love of college football. And I am so disinterested in bowl games that I don't even want to take 10 seconds just to randomly write down names on a piece of paper. I haven't watched a second of a bowl game yet. The only thing I've watched is the highlight of that fake punt.
Oh, yeah.
That was phenomenal. One of the best fake punts I've ever seen. But I can't even tell you who the two teams were. Was it UNLV?
Yeah, yeah.
And they were playing
Cal.
I was going to get it right. All right, just from, I was going to say Cal. I was just going to throw a shot in the dark. Just from what was popping into my memory bank from the clip that I saw on social media, because I did not watch the bowl game. So I've said with bowl games, if you want them to matter, if you want them to count, you've got to entice players to play because that's the world we live in now. Have you seen Micah Hudson's supposed NIL deal? Don't blame him. Don't blame him. Blame the people in charge that allowed him to be part of a system to demand the things that he demanded in that deal. Maybe I should explain that here in a second. Has it already been talked about a ton on this station probably, Jake?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right, so I won't explain the details. Like, he's got rides to and from practice. He's got stuff for family members. It's all this crazy stuff. I don't blame him. I don't like it. I don't agree with it. He didn't make the rules. He's simply enjoying the rules that he's allowed to live within. Go to the rule makers. Get on them. Don't tweet at student athletes. They have no say in this. Tweet or go after the people in charge. The people who don't know about football, who don't care about football, who are rolling around in these big fancy cars and high-priced suits and trying to make as much money as they can. Go after them. And I don't mean go after like in a crazy way, but hold them accountable in a way that makes sense, please. All right, so here's my thoughts with the bowl game. This is, other than talking, bringing up the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, which I've actually brought up once before. I just happen to have the note in front of me. This is not anything that I was going to talk about. We'll get into Nebraska volleyball at least. We got to talk about the Final Four tonight briefly before we go. How much time I got, Jake?
We got about 5 minutes.
5 minutes. All right. With bowl games, and what do you think of this? And text folks on the text line, let me know your thoughts on this.
Wayfair's Labor Day clearance is here. Right now, score up to 70% off everything home, plus fast shipping on everything right to your door. Shop now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I'm just going to pull numbers out of my rear, and I'm just going to grab a position, okay, just for an example. So let's say I'm the quarterback. Let's say UCLA. UCLA played Wisconsin like 5,000 times in bowl games in the 90s. I think it was twice in the Rose Bowl and once in the Sun Bowl, like 3 out of 4 years. So I'm the quarterback at UCLA. We're going to play Wisconsin in the Sun Bowl, okay? Not the Rose Bowl, not a game that people have years and years of investment in, but the Sun Bowl, who's, by the way, has been around for almost 40 years, just not as well known. Always played on New Year's Eve. And let's say if I play in the bowl game, I'm going to get more money. I'm going to get 100 grand. I'm just pulling numbers out. I don't know if this is what they would get paid or how it would work. It was 50 grand, okay? Well, you know, here's what we'll do. We'll say 100 grand, just nice, even round number. I'm the quarterback. I'm a big, important guy. And I'm going to get 100 grand if I play. That's enticing to play. Now, because I've signed a contract, because there should be contracts and salary caps, if I don't honor my contract, I get fined. So whatever I would have played, it would have been paid to play 100 grand, I now get fined 100 grand. So now there's a 200 grand's worth of difference in money. And I don't know if this would be the exact money or how it would work. Maybe it's 50 grand, 10 grand. I don't know. But now all of a sudden I'm 200 grand in the hole of if I just go play in this bowl game. All of a sudden you're going to get the players to play. The bowl games are going to be more interesting. They're never going to be what they once were because we have the playoff. But if you want it to actually be interesting, so Adam Carriker gives 2 cents to this side of a monkey's rear end and actually fills out a bowl mania card, They get players to play who actually are like normal starters instead of, hey, this is the preseason game for next year, which is basically Matt Rhule's kind of said, we're using this for next year, by the way, and I don't blame him. That's kind of my thought. You would get maybe a bonus. You would get fined if you don't play, and you get kind of double whammed. You don't get the bonus, and you get fined if you don't play versus just getting the bonus if you do play. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that, Jake? Are people texting in on that? Do they love it, hate it? What do we got?
Well, I think it's interesting. I just wonder, you know, if the whole idea is you know, the calendar year, right? I mean, because that's what's everybody's making their move for 2025. We played all these bowl games in December, you know, and had everything kind of lead up to January. Then you could fit it in, because I think the problem is still, no matter how much you play somebody for a bowl game, is if they're trying to get ready and get into the next school by January, you know, 4th or whatever it is they need to get enrolled in by, it's still going to have a lot of players leaving.
So let's say, because I proposed this the other day, let's say we alter a few things, move RV Navy to week zero, kicks off the year, opens up the weekend, an earlier weekend right after championship weekend in college football. You got the first round of the playoffs then. You got the second round of the playoffs, which would be this weekend instead of which is the first round. And then you have your national championship on New Year's Day in the freaking Rose Bowl where it should be. And you can have other bowl games around it, obviously not playoff games. And you end on January 1st, and maybe even you pick up the phone, you talk to a few universities, say, hey, we're making billions of dollars. Why don't you move your second semester start date back a week? And all of a sudden now you've got anywhere from 10 to 14. And if they move it back a week, you've got 14 to 21 days. And the portal can open literally January 2nd. What do you think?
I think that's what we got to do. Yeah.
But so combined with my thoughts on how to get players to play in the bowl game, I mean, you seem to like that. The January 1st Rose Bowl national title. I don't like that it's always going to be on UCLA's home field and USC's hometown. Does that become an advantage over time? Topic for another day. But you seem to like that. But what are your thoughts on the paying versus fining if you do or don't play in a bowl game?
I do like it. I think the one thing, you're always going to be fighting the playoffs. And then the more you spin the playoffs, the less these other bowl games matter.
Yep.
So, I mean, I love the tradition of it, but I think they're on borrowed time. There's no way... And we'll feel it this week when we start watching these playoff games, then go back to trying to watch bowl games, like it's already happened with the 14 playoff.
Yep.
You go back to those bowl games, you're just like, what am I doing wasting my time watching a game that doesn't matter in the playoff?
I wouldn't hate. We're going to 14 teams in 2 years, okay? I wouldn't hate a 14 team playoff where the top two seeds get a bye. I've already kind of diatribed in the past, you know, how I would do the whole thing with the five conference champs where they'd be seated, but the top two seeds getting a bye. All right, probably the Big Ten SEC champ more times than not. All right, but so I wouldn't expand it beyond that. It just, why do I need to watch Oregon play whoever number 16? Of course, Clemson is 16. They're in the playoff. Bad example. But a typical number 16 who is probably going to be a 3 or 4 loss team, nowhere near the conference championship game. The ACC is so bad that their champ ended up ranked 16th this year, which is why they're going to go defunct in a couple of years, or one of the reasons. But I digress. Why do I need to watch that? Okay, let's actually value the regular season a little, the conference championships a little bit, and make them the top two seeds. But with the bowl games, it becomes less is more. There's so many bowl games. You don't even have to have a winning record to get in. With all due respect to us, as badly as I wanted us to go to a bowl game, you should have to have a winning record in my world. Mm. Okay, and 5-7 should never happen. So you should have to be at least 7-5. At least 7-5 to get into a bowl game. So less becomes more. And then you get the better players to play by enticing them financially or punishing them financially if they don't play. And maybe the bowl games matter an average amount. They're never going to be what they once were, but just slightly below average to average amount. What do you think, Jake?
Yeah, I mean, I think that could help too. I just think the problem is they must be making some money with all these bowl games.
Oh, they are.
So many of them.
They are.
So.
It's all about the moolah. All right, one final thought. We got to get out of here. People seem to enjoy my drone comment the other day. So this was a message that was sent to me, and I was told that I could share this. All right, Adam, also about the drones. I have some family friends who are in the special forces and or federal agents. They think the drones are sniffer drones. They aren't sniffing drones, Adam. But rather, for nuclear oil material, they have sensors. That was his whole reason for sending it to me. They have sensors, so they aren't necessarily sniffing, but they're sniffer drones. Does that make sense at all?
You're speaking outside my language here.
Yeah, I know. I tried. All right, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great day. Nebraska volleyball. Got to get revenge on Penn State tonight. Go Big Red and always remember to throw the bug.
Fox finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.